Hillary Clinton blames President Trump after Democrats block coronavirus relief. By Hannah Blow on March 23, 2020. Twice failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton on Monday accused the GOP of pursuing a hashtag self-deal and blamed President Trump for the lack of immediate economic relief for the American people during the coronavirus pandemic. Even though Democrats blocked bipartisan legislation and have since packed a swath of demands unrelated to the issue at hand in their own proposal. In the face of crisis, FDR had the New Deal to help suffering Americans. Now, at Real Donald Trump, you and your fellow Republicans are pushing the hashtag self-deal. See the difference? She asked. Clinton's sarcastic message follows members of her own party blocking a bipartisan relief package and pushing a pork-filled proposal in lieu of the original measure. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's DCA proposal, which reportedly spans roughly 1,400 pages, contains a swath of progressive policy agenda items unrelated to the coronavirus pandemic and the economic pain it has inflicted on millions of Americans across the country. As Breitbart News detailed, the bill includes a wish list of Democrats' pet issues, including provisions on election law, payment for student loans, same-day voter registration, collective bargaining powers for unions, increased fuel emission standards for airlines, and the expansion of wind and solar tax credits. Other provisions require corporations to include gender and racial diversity data to be reported to the federal government if they receive financial backing from the government. House Majority Whip Representative James Clyburn, DSC, told his colleagues during a caucus-wide conference call last week that they should view the upcoming legislation as a tremendous opportunity to push their agenda. "This is a tremendous opportunity to restructure things to fit our vision," he told his colleagues, offering advice Pelosi has demonstratively embraced. Nonetheless, Clinton did not issue a similar critique to the members of her own party. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, also openly admitted that Democrats should use the crisis as a means to pursue progressive policy agendas, notably, the mass release of criminals. "And one thing that we need to do right now is really hit fast forward on progressive developments and pursuing decarceral policy because people's lives are at risk," she said during a virtual roundtable discussion with Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, on Sunday. "There are people in jails right now, in situations that are completely destitute and wrong," she continued. "And 21 incarcerated individuals have already tested positive for COVID-19. Those are folks who have been able to get tested. And as we know, tests are very limited. They are rationed for people who are already exhibiting quite extreme symptoms, so we have no idea how much this outbreak is going out. So there are a lot of things we are asking for. One, we need to provide elderly clemency. There are plenty of people on Rikers that have been 60, 70, 80, 90 years old, who quite literally need someone to take care of them. And they're still kept in a cage in Rikers Island and in prisons throughout the United States. We need to ensure that we are granting elderly clemency in the United States. Democrats are holding up relief for American families and small businesses because they want to play identity politics. Disgraceful," Donald Trump Jr. remarked. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, also blasted Democrats for playing identity politics, mocking the Democratic wish list on the Senate floor on Monday. "Here are some of the items on the Democratic wish list over which they choose to block this legislation last night. Tax credits for solar energy and wind energy, provisions to force employers to give special, new treatment to big labor, and listen to this, new emissions standards for the airlines. Are you kidding me? This is the moment to debate new regulations that have nothing whatsoever to do with this crisis? That's what they're up to over there. The American people need to know it. Democrats won't let us fund hospitals or save small businesses unless they get to dust off the Green New Deal," he added.